This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, the July cold storage report was fairly bullish for butter and cheese, though cheese prices took quite a wild ride, jumping last Monday and then falling. What did that say to you?
Yeah, well, the market's trying to figure out where it should be, I think, is what it's saying to me. Total cheese stocks were down 28 million pounds. It all came out of America, 28 million pounds from last year. And they revised June stocks down as well by about 6 million pounds. So, you know, cheese remains tight. We've been making less cheddar all year. We've got a milk supply tightness. And, you know, for 3 months this summer, basically, you know, May, June, July, the spot cheese market stayed in a relatively stable 10-cent trading range around $1.90. That changed in August, and we're over $2. And when that happens, now the market's trying to find that comfortable area. The market wants to find kind of an equilibrium price where we can clear product. We're in the midst of trying to find that. But in the midst of that, you can have 10 and 15 cent swings because, you know, there isn't a tremendous overhang of cheese in the market, and buyers want to get stuff done, but they don't want to have to pay up. If they can take a couple of days off, let the market come down a little bit, they will. So there's these pockets of illiquidity on the spot market, which is generally the case. And, you know, we're not finding that place just yet. So the big picture, still very bullish on cheese, generally speaking. The day-to-day stuff, though, can get kind of wonky.
Dave, what's the significance of the huge gap between blocks and barrel?
Well, I think it's representative of what's going on in the country right now, which is that there seems to be more block capacity. There is more block capacity, and there seems to be more blocks available. Barrel cheese, that's been a tighter deal. I don't know if it's fast food chains and quick service restaurants running deals this summer that has tightened that up. You know, there's probably a number of different reasons for it, but the reality of it is, if you talk to anybody in the industry right now, even on the barrel side, things are tighter. So it's representative of what's going on out there in the country.
And hopefully keeps milk prices strong as they are.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is the market's going to bounce around. And like I said, the last time we talked, Lee, demand does get a vote. So at some point, you would think that demand could kind of curl up here and go away. But that's just not the season that we're in right now. So I expect more of this back and forth and strong markets, at least through the next few weeks.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. I'm with Matt St. Ange and Adam Siebold of Stewart Shops. Congratulations on your awards here at the great New York State Fair.
Thanks, John. Hey, we're glad to be here.
Tell me what a dairy manager for Stewart Shops does.
So I am in charge of everything on the dairy side, from milk receiving, processing, mixing of ingredients, pasteurizing, and then we run our own blow mold facility as well. And then from those bottles, we fill all of our own bottles and sell exclusively to our shops. We do some outside sales as well. But pretty much exclusively our milk goes to our stores.
Adam, for the listeners who are not familiar with Stewart Shops, give us a little thumbnail sketch of where you're located and how many stores, because you're really growing.
Yes. So at Stewart's, we have 360 convenience stores. The majority are in New York State. We do have about 10 stores in the state of Vermont. We're based out of Saratoga Springs, New York. That's where we have our manufacturing plant, where we manufacture our own dairy ice cream, and then also we have a central kitchen, food to go items that we sell in our own stores as well. We manufacture exclusively for our stores.
Stewart's started about 100 years ago in the Saratoga region. We have our own producers that we work with in the Saratoga, Washington County area, about 20 dairy farms. Very fresh. We're 48 hours minimum from the dairy to the shop shelves.
And Adam, your distribution goes all exclusively through your stores.
Correct, yes. We're very vertically integrated. So of those farms that are in the immediate vicinity of our plant, we have our own milk inspectors. We have our own bulk milk haulers. Drivers work for Stewart's. We have our own internal lab.
Matt, tell us a little bit about these awards.
So this year we won overall fluid milk. We won best chocolate milk and best flavored milk. You know, the fluid milk awards take into account all of the microbiological aspects, how fresh the milk stays on a store shelf throughout its shelf life. So it's a really good representation and commendation of just what we do here at Stewart's.
I'm John Clark with the great folks from Stewart's Shops, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.